USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Speaking out in Nevada in the White House to celebrate the Jewish New Year Friday, President Biden took a moment to extend his thoughts with the state of Florida, still reeling from the devastation of Hurricane Ian earlier this week. Biden highlighting the ongoing efforts with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, FEMA coordinator Deanne Criswell, and local officials working to bring relief to those affected areas. And it's a strange case of espionage.
The Army's first transgender officer and his wife, a Maryland doctor, were indicted on conspiracy charges Wednesday for allegedly attempting to transfer confidential military medical information to Russia. The Department of Justice announced an 8-count indictment was unsealed Thursday against Major Jamie Lee Henry and anesthesiologist Anna Gabrielian. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Biden administration announced a new round of sanctions on Russia for President Vladimir Putin's illegal annexation of 4 Ukrainian territories. The sanctions target government officials and family members, Russian, Belarusian military officials, and defense procurement networks. The United States also said it was sending a clear warning that there will be costs for any individual entity or country that provides political or economic support to Russia. 3 U.S. agencies, the Treasury, Commerce, and State Departments, are imposing swift and severe costs on Russia. A House Democrat has blasted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for failure of House leadership by refusing to call up legislation to impose tougher stock trading restrictions on members of Congress. Representative Abigail Spanberger, Democrat of Virginia, said she has been working with members since 2020 to call up a bill that would strengthen the provisions of the Stock Act, a 2012 law that prohibits lawmakers from using inside information to profit from stock trading. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Biden issued a strong statement Friday condemning Russia's attempt at illegally annexing Ukrainian territory. The United States condemns Russia's fraudulent attempt today to annex sovereign Ukrainian territory, Biden said. Russia is violating international law, trampling on the United Nations Charter, and is showing its contempt for peaceful nations everywhere, he said, adding that the U.S. will continue to honor Ukraine's internationally recognized borders. Make no mistake, these actions have no legitimacy, he said. Secretary of State Antony Blinken repeating the U.S.'s rejection of Russia's moves to claim territory in the Ukraine, asked about Ukraine's bid for NATO membership, had this to say.
We strongly support bringing into NATO countries that seek to join and that can add to NATO's capabilities. There's a process for doing that, and countries will continue to follow that process.
And there was a scary moment in the Miami Dolphins-Cincinnati Bengals game on Thursday night as Miami quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was stretchered off the field and taken to the hospital with head and neck injuries. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel on the handling of his injury after Thursday night's ball game.
Once I got out to the field, I knew right away that this was at least a concussion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.